Breakfast with Martin Pester.
My pleasure to welcome back on the show, Mr. Solim Simanga. What do I call you now?
I'm still confused. The mayor of the city.
You're still the mayor. Okay, the mayor of the city of Tshwane. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. And good morning to you and good morning to the Jack listeners.
So we're running this thing called My School Rocks at the moment. We want to find the school that rocks the hardest in South Africa, right? For whatever reason.
Yeah.
So we're asking people to send us videos, 60-second videos showing us why their school rocks.
Okay.
So we're called Waterkloof from the lovely city that you govern.
Yeah.
Brought us, would this count as bribery? They brought us a beautiful coffee machine with their entry.
You must declare it publicly.
Well, I broadcast it. That's going to
That's fine then.
Yeah. Okay. And gifts for the team.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Right there.
So, as long as Agrees is not going to talk about it in a short while, then it's fine.
This is what I was getting at. Should I be sitting here worried that my name comes up in there? But seriously, how many politicians are sitting right now thinking, oh, please don't mention my
Isn't
name?
It's an Agrees interesting time that we find ourselves in.
Yeah. Listen, we've got so much to talk about. Talking about My School Rocks, what school did you go to? Did it rock? Was that cool?
I went to beautiful schools that had soul. I went to Isaac Moore Primary School. I went to Patogeng, and then I went to Soul Ridge. Well, then coincided with St. Albans, you know, in my matric. Obviously then to Pretoria University. So my schools, I think all of them rocked. They provided discipline. We were shamboked then.
Sorry?
Yes.
Wow.
And we didn't die. Here we are.
Well, there you go. In a nutshell. I think St. Albans actually entered for something recently. I remember that name, didn't they? Yeah. So why now? What? We had such a good thing going here.
Well, we still have a good thing going, Martin. Look, I think what we have seen, and I've had a chat with you guys about this, that until we have a province that is actually ensuring that there is better coordination between the provincial government and treasury and all the provincial departments and what is happening at municipal level,
sure,
we can try everything that we want at a municipal level. It's not going to work.
You need
It needs to be an integrated approach.
Okay.
Let me give you a typical example. So province would then say, we are pulling the grant from emergency services.
Okay.
And then when things fall apart, because ambulances don't arrive on time, because, you know, our clinics now become a problem, who are they going to complain to? They complain to the municipality, right?
Okay.
But then the municipality is not being heard. And that's where the problem is. I, you know, been zigzagging this whole province. I ended up in Mirafong. I ended up in Mfuleni. I think if you want to talk about a failed state, that would fall in that category. Waste hasn't been collected. Employees are barely being paid at this point in time. Sewer systems are almost, not working now. So,
and it'll work better if there's better governance for the province.
There you go. So what you're saying is then I need to then reprioritize and see how much money is going from province to these municipalities.
What is going to happen now? What is the process? Because obviously there's the coalition thing in Tshwane.
Yeah.
So how does that, does everybody now need to have a say in who follows you?
Well, we have been having a chat with the coalition partners, and I'm glad and I'm proud to say that they've had my reasons, they've understood my reasons, and they are happy to support what I intend doing.
Okay.
And there's going to be very minimal change in terms of just me vacating and whoever comes afterwards. And then we'll be taking it from there. I'm actually, after here, I'm going to be interviewing, our potential candidates.
Oh, you're going to be interviewing the potential candidates?
Not with, only me.
With the coalition partners?
No. Remember, it becomes a party nomination.
Okay.
And then, whoever then the party will nominate will then be supported by the by the coalition partners.
Yes. And then they have to say, okay, we agree.
Yeah.
They have a say then.
Yeah.
It's a very long way around asking me if I'm interested. The answer is no.
Why? No. I think you'll make a great mayor.
I'm the mayor of Studio Town over here. Like, that's enough for me. Today you're doing some interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to throw some curveballs. Yeah?
No,
make it hard. You need to make it hard.
Mm. Oh, you mean for the candidates?
For the candidates, yeah.
Look, I think there needs to be what we'll be looking for. Mm-hmm. If I may put it out there, is that we'll be looking for somebody who understands what is it that we're trying to do and who had actually followed in terms of where we started, where we are, so that they would understand where we're trying to go. If there's a hint of somebody who is not even, getting a clue of where we're going, then that person is not going to be chosen.
Well, also, obviously, the first question, if I may suggest, is going to be, is there any likelihood of your name coming up in the state capture report? Right?
You're
sitting listening to a Gritsi and then that name pops up because that'll be awkward.
I know. In South Africa right now, I mean, everybody's like, there. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look pretty chilled, though. I mean, I must be honest.
I've met a Gritsi before, you know, just to have coffee and he, you know, what's his name? Wilson. Kevin.
Yes.
Could have at least had breakfast with my wife. At least he wouldn't have had to have breakfast with seven of Zuma's wives, you know?
Wife one, wife two, wife
exactly.
three.
Exactly.
As I understand it, you don't just have coffee with him.
Yeah. Yay. But this whole thing is a bit like the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones. You're just like, ooh, yeah, who's next?
Very interesting.
Interesting is the word. just a quick one for you. What tips would you have for the new mayor? What are one of the first things you'll say to him or her?
Well, on a serious note, I think the person needs to understand that it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
You will get insulted. It's not about you. It's about the position that you hold.
Ah, okay.
It's the status is not about you, but it's about the position that you hold. And the day that you walk away, understand, it was never about you. It was always about the position that you hold, right? And if you understand that you don't feel entitled or don't feel privilege
of abusing it.
Yeah. So that's number one. It's not about you, but it's about the people that you're serving, and it's about the office that you hold.
And
The second thing is there's a beautiful place on Phases. They serve the most beautiful rap ever.
What is the place called that you give a free plug to on the show?
Huh?
What is the place called?
It's on Phases. Small family owned.
Right. Yeah.
Get your rep from there.
And a nice parking spot and stuff like that. Obviously.
No, it's actually right across the office.
Oh,
so
well, there you go.
You can actually just walk right. across. Yeah. Talk to the taxi drivers on your way there.
get in touch.
Get yourself a nice rep from there.
Well, listen, you always know where to come for good coffee.
I hear you've broken the machine, so I don't know whether you still have good coffee.
We have a new one that we have expropriated from a different department.
Allegedly.
Well, if everybody turns out to come and register this weekend, 26, 27, then come out and vote, then vote for us, you will have a premier coming to your studios on a monthly basis.
I'm now billing you for Umfaza's, or whatever that place is called, with nice wraps, and for that free plug there.
Free plug.
And listen, if you want a free plug, at least send me a DA mug, for goodness sake. You know, just follow the process, please.
It will be on Agrizi's table, on Agrizi's black book.
Listen, do you like you love your music, right?
I do.
Coming up is Trezor. This is a talented man. Can't wait for his Friday Live. What kind of music do you listen to?
Well, I listen to any and every kind of music. It depends on the mood that I'm in.
Jacaranda FM. That's a good answer. Thank you, Solly.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. Hey, think
I'm ready, baby. Martin and Span, Yella is freaking awesome. You give me a feeling so strong.
Jacaranda.